Just a smidge over 2 years ago, I met Deirdre Birmingham. It was the early days of her apple orchard in Iowa County. She made one thing clear. She believes food should be cultivated without pesticides and chemical fertilizers.
I think everybody should have access to organically grown foods. I think it's better for the environment. It's better for our human health.
Over the last 4 years, Birmingham has hand-planted baby apple trees. So far, 1,200 of them are growing on her gently rolling acres.
So we planted our trees on the contour there.
So that's ideal for trees? Is that?
Well, a sloping is good because you want cold air to drain away to help prevent frost.
Today, on a bone-chilling afternoon, we walk the snow-crusted slopes of Cedar Farm. Birmingham's orchard has grown twofold.
I grafted these trees myself and attended them in the tree nursery.
But 2012 presented dramatic weather conditions.
The trees started getting summer in March. We had at least a week of 80 plus degree weather and hot, dry winds. So the trees woke up and they were ready to go.
Dealing Birmingham's orchard and others a blow.
We get freezes in April, the last week of April, in fact. We had what are considered 90% killing frosts on three nights in a row.
Rather than the 500 bushels she anticipated, Birmingham harvested a meager 100.
Right,
unpredictable
right.
Weather patterns also prevented her from planting the baby trees she'd nurtured.
And they were the best trees I've ever grown. The best trees I've ever grafted. They just jumped up and grew, and they were just big and wonderful, and I lost a lot of them.
Still, Birmingham considers herself to be luckier than some. Her English cider varieties are late blooming, and those that survived, she describes as spectacular.
At least all that drought intensified the flavors, because a lot of these trees have, they're kind of the wine grapes of apples, so they're high in tannins or high in acids and complex flavors, and that complexity really came through. The apples didn't have a lot of water to dilute any of that down.
Yet Birmingham is far from hitting her target.
We'd have over 1,000 in the tree nursery that we'll plant out this year and next year, and then we have 1,000 trees on order, and I'll be grafting again in March. And we hope to have at least 7,000, but probably 8,000 trees.
Birmingham and her husband began their married life wanting to run a farm-based business, understood the risks, but mind-bending climate challenges were not penciled on their checklist. For instance, many orchards in Wisconsin never bothered with irrigation.
We put irrigation in this year to help make up for the major water deficit. We were in the extreme drought category.
Birmingham says in addition to piping water to her fruit trees, she's now considering planting baby trees later than tradition has dictated.
So now we're even considering planting trees in the fall next year out of our tree nursery if they're ready, which you just usually don't do around here. But it seems that the winters just aren't that cold, that the ground, it's not frozen yet this year. It didn't freeze last winter.
Warming up inside her cozy trailer with a cup of tea, Birmingham says she's exploring other ways to create a more resilient orchard. That might include using a hoop house, a portable yet sturdy greenhouse, to protect her young graftlings from freezing until they're strong enough to make it in the orchard.
Then we can give them a really, really strong head start.
Birmingham came into the apple business with a solid foundation. She earned a master's in soil fertility in the 80s and serves on national and state research-oriented groups. She says scientists have developed models for predicting insect and disease cycles, but when unexpected climate shifts hit,
we start getting into uncharted territories. The models start to break down because we've had more consistent weather patterns in the past, and we don't know how the extreme heat, for example, might affect the pest or disease life cycle.
Birmingham says there are many good brains out there puzzling out these questions.
And, I mean, there could be answers for some of these out there, but we just need to be digging with the research community to help us, and then to identify what are the researchable questions in this that they can do something about.
Birmingham harbors zero expectations that weather in 2013 will be normal, so she's arming herself with education, right now slogging through a book on tree fruit physiology. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.